This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and president of Senior Care Consulting. I want to thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. I created Senior Care Live to be a safe place where you can get accurate and reliable information that can really and truly help you when caring for your elderly loved ones. I also have excellent, and I mean excellent, service providers on this program, and they are all the best in their industries. Okay, in their specific area of expertise. And they share their knowledge with you and I. And I just cannot thank them enough for their significant contribution to this program. Thank you very much. If you have a question about the information discussed on this program, Senior Care Live, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Also, check out the website, seniorcarelive.com. If you visit online, be sure to connect socially, Facebook, Twitter, etc. And also check out the free upcoming educational events. We've got a great one coming up in August that we're going to be talking about here in a couple of upcoming programs. Also, if you need to learn more or would like to learn more about my firm, Senior Care Consulting, go to the website first, or you could also call. But the website is Senior Care Consulting, ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. And basically, it's real straightforward, very simple. It's a highly, highly specialized niche service where we help you find the right senior care community for your loved one. It could be independent living, assisted living, a nursing home. It could be for Alzheimer's dementia care and, or all of the above in a continuing care retirement community. All right. And just please note that we do not receive compensation from any care providers whatsoever. We have a very straightforward flat fee for service business model. Our clients retain us just like you'd retain an attorney or accountant or any other professional service provider to help you through a process. This is the process that we help you through to find the right place for your loved one. And guess what? There is a lot that goes into that. It can be a very complex formula of level of care, type of care, payment methods, location, and personal preferences and needs. So there's a lot to this, and there's no other service like this. And guess what? I do not believe in being reimbursed by the care communities. I won't have anything to do with it. Unlike the free referral services, they represent a very small number of your options in the marketplace. because they've been able to go out and negotiate these deals with a very few providers willing to pay them thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to convince you to move into one of their very few places that they represent. I won't have anything ever to do with that. I work for you. I represent you. I work on behalf of you and your family. I research the entire marketplace. It's completely objective and unbiased and totally focused on helping you find the exact right place, the best place, the best fit. Okay. So if you need expert guidance and you appreciate our business approach, guess what? Most of our clients say it's the best money they have ever spent. Call for a free consultation, 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. We serve the Kansas City and extended surrounding areas. And I've also worked for families in other states, California, Florida, Nebraska, et cetera, et cetera. But the vast majority of our clients are here in the KC metro area. All right. So last week we talked about long-term care insurance, and we talked very specifically about the benefit of a state partnership qualified plan. All right. And so a very nice lady, a listener, she listens all the time. Her name is Nancy. She sent an email where she's a little confused regarding this long-term care insurance program and the state partnership plan. And so and actually, I wrote a blog about this. If you want to follow the blog, just like the Facebook page or follow on Twitter, et cetera. And again, you can do that through the website, seniorcarelive.com or seniorcareconsulting.com, because it goes out to both. But in this blog, I explained it. And let me just take another shot at this. Very briefly, if a person runs out of liquid assets, runs out of the ability to pay for their care, Medicaid will pay for a nursing home. And I've talked a lot about that, that Medicaid will pay for your stay in a nursing home, long-term care. All right. But you have to spend your money down to where you're almost broke. $2,000 or less in Kansas, $999 or less in Missouri. Okay, so let's shift gears here. Long-term care insurance is a private insurance policy that pays for long-term care, and that would include home care, adult daycare, assisted living, and nursing home care. And here's the big gap here. Only about 10% of the elderly own a private long-term care insurance policy, but over 70% of them will require expensive long-term care at some point. So if you don't have a long-term care insurance policy, you have to pay the cost out of pocket. And it's very easy at today's rates of $6,000 to $10,000 a month to outlive your assets and then have to qualify for Medicaid. All right. So once you've exhausted your assets and you can no longer pay for the high cost of senior care, Medicaid program pays for care in a nursing home. And again, just as a quick repeat, to qualify for Medicaid, your countable assets, it's primarily your liquid assets. That would be your checking, savings, money market, mutual fund CDs. Your liquid assets must be spent down. So you're paying for your care. And then when you're down to $2,000 or $999, then you qualify. And so when you pass, your family is left with very little, hardly anything. However, with the knowledge and the right long-term care insurance plan, you can leave your family hundreds of thousands of dollars, even if you need Medicaid. And you're like, okay, well, what do you mean? How does that work? So this is exactly what we talked about last week. And so, Nancy, let me get real specific here. If you purchase a long-term care insurance plan that is qualified as a state partnership plan, you do not have to spend your assets down to that $2,000 or $999, like I just mentioned. So to qualify for Medicaid, you'll qualify for Medicaid when your assets equal the total amount of benefit paid out by your long-term care insurance policy. You see, the long-term care insurance partnership program provides dollar-for-dollar asset protection. And each dollar that your partnership policy pays and benefits entitles you to keep a dollar of your assets, even if you need to apply for Medicaid coverage down the road. All right, so if it's still confusing, let me give you some numbers. And it's always dangerous. I throw out a lot of numbers on this program. Numbers and radio don't necessarily go together, but I'm going to give it a shot here. All right? Mark's laughing at me. He's like, yeah, be careful with that. Okay, so here we go. All right, so here's the example. Let's say you have $220,000. I'm just making up numbers here, okay? $220,000 in countable assets. And that means you're checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CD. You may have sold your home, and that's now liquid assets. So your liquid assets are $220,000. All right, and then you have a long-term care insurance state partnership policy that pays out, that ended up paying out for your care a total of $200,000 in a total benefit, and now the policy is expired. You'll now have to spend down your assets from that $220,000 down to $200,000, and boom, you qualify for Medicaid. In this example, when you pass, you leave your estate, your children, your family, etc., $200,000 in this example. You will leave them the amount of the benefit that paid out from your long-term care insurance plan. Without the long-term care insurance plan, you'll leave your family and estate $2,000 or $999. All right, and this stunning difference makes purchasing a long-term care insurance state partnership plan the biggest no-brainer on the planet. Oh, Steve, I don't know. That insurance cost me $150 a month. Okay, well, guess what? Even if you need Medicaid somewhere down the road and that plan is going to pay out $150,000, you think it's worth it? Because you can hold on to $150,000 or whatever the plan paid out over the period of time. You can leave that to your family. Is that worth it? I think most people would say yes. And for more information about this, I hope it's not too confusing. Nancy, I hope that helped to answer the question. You could always call me again at Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. We're talking about long-term care insurance state partnership plans. All right, for the Senior Care Live question of the week, serving in the following branch of the military does not qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit. A, Army. B, Navy. C, Air Force. D, the Marines. Or E, reserves in any branch. The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever would like to stream the program to any electronic device, simply go to seniorcarelive.com and click on the large conspicuous listen live button. You click that, it'll stream straight to your phone, tablet, computer, whatever you have. It is really and literally that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Serving in the following branch of the military does not qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit. And the choices are A, Army, B, Navy, C, Air Force, D, Marines, or E, reserves in any branch. And the answer is E, reserves in any branch. And one of the qualifiers is you must have at least 90 consecutive days of, in the key phrase, active duty in one of the branches of our military. So being in the reserves, and thank you for that, and thank you for your service, and God bless you. But for this particular program, that would not qualify. Now, if your reserves may be after an active duty branch, service in one of the branches, then that would work, as long as you served active duty 90 consecutive days, at least one day during a period of war. And again, all of those details, date ranges, etc., are online at seniorcarelive.com. All right, so let's shift gears here, and I want to talk to you just briefly about a program that I created, and frankly, it was just really from speaking with two male clients in the same week, just a couple of days apart, and I had a man look at me, and he said, Steve, he said, I've had something literally keeping me awake at night for a long time. And he's the caregiver, and he's providing care for his wife. She needs a lot of care. He's doing a great job. He's kind of stressed out. He's getting tired, but he's keeping it up, and he's doing a great job for his wife. And he said, here's what's been keeping me up at night, Steve. What if I don't wake up tomorrow morning? What happens to my wife? He said, if something should happen, God forbid, she couldn't even get herself out of bed. Who's going to care for my wife should something happen to me? And I'm like, wow, yeah, let's talk about that. I have a lot of ideas. So, I'm not kidding. I had two men within two or three days within the same week say almost the same thing. So then I thought, well, I'm going to create a program to address this need, because if they have the same concerns, guess what? Lots of other men out there, and it could be for the ladies as well, caring for their husband, but a lot of other people out there could have the same concerns. So I thought about, what do you call this? And then I thought about, on our wedding day, we make a lot of promises. We say in sickness and in health, and we say I do, and all these things, we make promises. So I called this plan I Promise. And then the footnote to that is peace of mind, promise kept. So here's what we did for this particular gentleman. We set up a life alert pendant for their home, so that if the worst should happen, okay, she can at least call for help in case of an emergency. All right. And so then we need to provide care for her, because he is her sole care provider. He's doing a great job too. But if something happens to him, big, big, big trouble. Right. So we went through the search and selection process with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and we identified our top three assisted living and nursing home options for her. So he said, here's my first choice, here's my second choice, and here's my third choice. So we went through that. We don't need it today. But he said, look, I don't want these decisions to be made for her. I want to know. I want to direct this care. And then we turned around and we identified two home care companies that could provide 24-hour care. And then I drafted a simple one-page document that he provided to his son, to his attorney. His son lives out in Arizona, okay, and he has his own family, his own concerns. He loves his parents, but guess what? He can't just drop by, and he's not involved day to day. So his son has this this document, his attorney, financial advisors, even one of his neighbors. All right, so here's what his plan stated. In case of an emergency, they had a very supportive church, and they had a church group. They should be contacted immediately, and someone from their church could be at their house in 20 minutes to stay with his wife. The next step, you contact the home care company to begin 24-hour care the same day. And we screened two companies that could accommodate this. If the one can't do it, call choice number two, so we have some redundancy. And then number three, you contact the facility to begin the admission process. Facility number one. This is our first choice, second choice, and third choice. So you call choice number one. And if there's a little bit of a wait, because a lot of times there could be a couple of weeks wait, a month or two, we can wait for up to 90 days. We can pay for in-home care for 24 hours. We're willing to do that for 90 days. If they have a six-month wait list, it's not going to work for us, then we fall back to facility choice number two or number three, right? So we have redundancy, and we've got that covered. And then I sent that to him, and he went ahead and added to that on the back page. Other items included calling a realtor to sell the home, contact the mover and other providers that would service and provide and address other needs. So if this plan resonates with you, if you have some similar concerns, you're caring for your spouse and you wonder what happens to them if something happened unforeseen or unexpected happens to you, how is your spouse going to get care? Contact me for the I Promise plan, peace of mind, promise kept. And we'll develop a customized plan for you and your family and your situation and your needs. 913-945-2800. Again, that would be contacting me at Senior Care Consulting. 913-945-2800 for the plan that I simply call I Promise. All right, let's shift gears and talk to my friend Ryan Gamble with the Gamble team. And Ryan, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks for having me back, Steve. Wow, what a great plan that is.
Oh, thanks.
And that kind of ties into maybe some things that I can weave into this as well. So awesome. But thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. I'm so glad to have you here. And we'll talk a lot more about your very specialized, real estate services, and all the qualifications that you have and why you should reach out to a specialized realtor versus a realtor without the specialization. So we'll get into all that. But, the I Promise plan, I mean, a big part of that is who is going to sell the house? I mean, that's part of this.
Well, it is. And you know what? Having a plan in place means that you have much more control of what's going to happen. And that's one of the biggest things for your listeners, having the plan, knowing what you're going to do so you're not caught up in a situation where you cannot, where you do not have a good choice.
Yeah. And you don't want someone else making the choices for you because, frankly, they may not be able to make, as good of a choice as you would have. So, all right. So right after the break, we'll continue our conversation, with Ryan Gamble, a highly specialized realtor with the Gamble team. More right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, you can always go to the podcast tab at seniorcarelive.com. Click on the podcast tab, and you can listen to any previously aired episode. And you can also share them with friends, family, and have a re-listen if you'd like to. So check it out. All right, back to my special guest today, Mr. Ryan Gamble with the Gamble team. And if you need a realtor to sell your home, you need to call Ryan and his wife, Tanya. They work together. They're an awesome team. You can check out thegambleteam.com. But I would just give Ryan a call at 913-220-0818. Again, 913-220-0818. And Ryan, we talk about real estate and selling your home, and you and Tanya have a specialized area where you're able to help families who may be responsible for an elderly loved one and moving someone from a home that they've lived in for decades versus, my house I've lived in for, 7 years. It's a very different situation.
Well, there's a, yeah, it absolutely is a different situation. There's a lot of emotion and history and family that may have grown up there. And there's other considerations, and what do I do with all these things? And it can be extremely overwhelming. And frankly, I imagine many of your listeners out there are thinking to themselves, boy, I hope I don't have to move, because I got a lot of items here that I have to deal with. And, you know, this all kind of really interesting. Your plan that you talk about, keeping the promise. I mean, that really ties into, in a lot of ways, what we're all about on the real estate side. You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't understand the connection between why I would want to work with a senior trained real estate professional. Why not work with someone else? Well, there's a lot of interwoven components here. And one of the things, if you've heard me on this show before, that Connie and I, one of the passionate reasons that we are doing what we're doing here on this show is to help people understand that some pre-planning is one of the most important things that you could be doing right now. And that pre-planning, I have a couple things we'll talk about here in a moment, some suggestions and considerations. But it's that pre-planning. What we see is that an emergency happens. Our family member does not have choices. They end up where there's a spot, and the house sits there empty. And I'm seeing a lot of that. And you know, so it's like, well, how does that really impact me? Well, one, you end up maybe where you wouldn't have chosen to go.
Yep.
And two, you don't have the plan in place to enact of how to liquidate, the items in the home, how to get the home moved. There are probably some pre-preparations as you're a homeowner and things you need to do. But here's what I'm seeing in vacant homes where a senior had an emergency, had to move out. You know, the family has a lot on their mind. Most importantly is the health of their family member. And the house is really secondary. But the house probably also is one of their bigger assets, or
absolutely,
certainly a significant asset.
Yep.
And so what I've seen is, recently we've gone into a number of homes where, the senior had moved out. They're in a community somewhere, and the house has just been sitting there. Well, there's some implications and challenges with that. You know, it's not the end of the world, but, you know, in this case, gutters hadn't been cleaned out. We've had a heavy rain situation this spring, and they get water in the basement. And you get water in the basement, that can cause mold. Mold is expensive to remediate. Having foundational issues can cost you thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars. And those are things that kind of happen when no one's living at the house and the maintenance isn't done, that, you know, helps keep the home healthy and retains the value. So ultimately, the family, the seniors losing some of their equity because the house is deteriorating.
And I've even heard of some homes that have been left unlived in, and the exact situation, and a crisis occurred, and boom, now mom or dad, they're in a nursing home, and we didn't see this coming, or we didn't prepare for it. That happens more often than not. And then the house is, like you said, it's just kind of a secondary, what do we do with that? So it sits around for months, and then you have a problem, and then you go to file an insurance claim, and the insurance company finds out that the home has not been occupied for months. They deny your claim.
Yes, absolutely. If you're sitting on a vacant property, my best advice to you would be to make sure your insurance company is aware that the home is vacant. And more than likely, your insurance is going to go up significantly for the vacant property. But, you know, you want to make sure that you're covered in the event that something were to happen.
And then get that thing cleaned out, figure out what you're taking, what you're selling, what you're donating, and sell it. And make corrections, make improvements, don't make improvements, sell it as is, but move the property before it becomes damaged and worth half as much.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like any other asset. You want to take certain precautions to ensure that it maintains the value. You know, another thing, I've seen houses that have been vacant, unattended over the winter. And the next thing you know, broken pipes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that can be done, and I have a lot of tips that I'd be happy to share if someone wants to reach out and, you know, how to prepare a home that's vacant and what to do. But most importantly, and what Tawny and I feel very strongly in, have a plan. If something happens, know what you're going to do. And that's really, Steve, what you were talking about. And it does weave into the training that we had and the two guides that we have. You know, this pre-planning requires some communication. It may be communication with your spouse, or it may be communication with the entire family or friends. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And that this would be the communication that the seniors would have, this pre-planning discussion, but also tied into, also you can use these same concepts if you decide you're going to make a move.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, including your family can be very important. It's not always the advisable thing to do, but usually it is. You know, sometimes families don't get along well enough, so that you know, the meeting would probably not be as productive. But you know, getting things set so that your loved ones are taken care of. The house and liquidation of the belongings within the home, you know, there's plenty of ways to have that happen. That's something that we can guide you through. And give you input into, you know, some various vendors and choices. The key, though, is that you get what you deserve to be getting out of the sale of your home in terms of amount of money, and that what you're doing with the remaining assets are you're compensated fairly for.
All right. And so we also talked about in one of the previous episodes that, you know, right now the market is hot, and in certain areas it's real hot. and then it also depends on what price range the home is in. But I think that you and Tanya have been running into actually a lack of options because the homes are selling so fast. But in the case of selling a senior's home who may be downsizing to an apartment or maybe independent living, assisted living, or nursing care, you're not looking necessarily for another home to move in. I mean, you could be,
right?
But a lot of times they're moving to a community, and so you're not on the receiving end. This is a seller's market right now, pretty much.
Yeah, it is by and large been a seller's market, and I think we'll probably continue to see that in many price ranges through the key selling area season, and you know, what we see next year may be more flat than and more balanced, and we kind of expect that. But if the home is sitting vacant, absolutely needs attention and visitation from somebody on a frequent basis to make sure that everything is in good order.
All of the above happened with my grandparents' house. So my grandma watched over grandpa. He had early dementia, and then she fell and she fractured her neck. And she wasn't paralyzed. She survived that. But now we have two people needing some care. So relocated them to a nice assisted living facility. But she did not want me to sell the house. She said someday we may be able to go back. And so we kept the house up and open. But over the winter, a pipe broke. We had to have that fixed. A squirrel somehow got into their attic. So we had to go squirrel hunting evicting a squirrel. He was cute, but he doesn't belong in my grandparents' attic. Right. And then one of the gutters, I came over one time with the gutter sitting on the sidewalk. It fell off. And so all these things can happen in an unattended home.
Absolutely, and not to mention that there have been circumstances where homes are vacant and folks have come in and removed copper plumbing, example.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a number of factors, and you know, certainly if there's hope that mom and dad can move back, I understand. If
sure.
It's sitting vacant, You know, it's probably, you're probably losing value over time as it sits there.
All right, Ryan, let's continue this conversation right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so you can call at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Back to my special guest today, Mr. Ryan Gamble with the Gamble Team. Ryan and Tanya Gamble can be reached at 913-220-0818 or online at thegambleteam.com. They are Keller Williams Realty Partners. And Ryan, you are highly certified and in very, very specific area of helping seniors with their move. You want to talk about what that means and how important that is? I think this is a really big deal.
Well, there is my wife and I a number of years ago went through some experiences with our parents, and you know, no one trains you on what to do when these types of moves and downsizings are necessary. So let's just say this, that we were met with a lot of resistance from our parents, and we couldn't really quite understand why. And so we sought out some advanced training, and it's C-SHIP and is the designation that we got. And anyways,
it stands for a Certified Senior Housing Professional.
Uh-huh. So, you know, coming along with that, I mean, I have two resource guides that you're not going to find on the open market to buy, that comes with my training. And, one is Downsizing Made Easy. And there's a wealth of information contained in with that regarding the entire process of downsizing. And that's for your parents, or it's for the children, to get more information. That's available. If you call me, I would be happy to provide you a copy. 913-220-0818. Last month I gave this away, and I was giving five away, and I got more than five calls.
Uh-huh.
So I placed another order, got some more books, and yep. and there are a few people yet to receive their copy, but it will be going out. So if you were listening to the program last month, expect your copy soon. And then there's another resource called Moving Mom and Dad, the five common mistakes adult children of aging parents make. And how to avoid them. And how to avoid them. Had I read that before, I was
right.
dealing Had with my parents.
Had we known then what we know now.
So, you know, I think my family is probably like many families, and talking about the latter stages in life can be a difficult discussion. It's something that could be initiated by our parents, and oftentimes it is. And in the Downsizing Made Easy guide, it walks you through some options and considerations about how to inform the family, what to do if you have a difficult family arrangement. And it just is very comprehensive and thorough. I think the resources are probably about 50 pages or so, mm-hmm. Both of them. And then when you moving Mom and Dad guide is really it's insightful to both our parents, but is really has a strong target toward the children and family of parents that are aging, and really helping, giving us the advanced knowledge that we need to deal with the special challenges that come along with downsizing and moving mom and dad in the latter stages of life.
Well, I really appreciate these resources are not free to you and Tanya. You guys invest a lot of money in them, and I truly appreciate that you are offering these guides, one or the other, to our listeners free of charge. That's very generous of you, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, the value of the guide is $24.95, so mm-hmm. $25.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we can help people in the Kansas City metro transition their parents and reduce the stress and have a positive experience and outcome, you know, we've done what we set out to do here. And we can participate and help in the process with expertise around understanding the challenges and dynamics and the various moving parts that are necessary to make this all happen. You know, everything from, you know, what type of legal documents, you know, we have references on who to go to, because we're not attorneys, you know, who to help you move, who to help you pack, what to do with the home. Do we sell it as is or don't we? Those are all things that are all individually customized in terms of how we approach and the needs of the family and their parents.
All right. Call Ryan Gamble and Tanya Gamble. TheGambleTeam.com is online, and their phone number 913-220-0818. If you need to sell a home or if you're interested in one of these resources, be sure to give Ryan a call and he'll discuss with you which resource might be the best one to fit your questions, answer your questions, and meet your needs. 913-220-0818. And also, along with the Certified Senior Housing Professional designation, which is about the equivalent of a college exam. This is a college level course, so it isn't something where you go in and you sleep through a test and you get the certification. This is the real deal. Along with that, Ryan and Tanya are so serious about self-improvement and being the top professionals that they can be. They have also attended Harvard for negotiations training. They are trained by Harvard to negotiate for you. Okay, I don't know of any other realtor that has done that, that can do that. That is a real estate team I want working for me. Ryan and Tanya Gamble, Harvard trained in negotiations and certified senior housing professionals. 913-220-0818.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Steve. And yeah, my wife and I are in real estate, so obviously that's where our living is made.
Yeah.
Okay.
You sell homes.
But
yeah.
We sell homes, but there's a lot of dynamics around selling a home, and there's expertise. And so we have the senior certification. We also we have the CRS certification, which only 3% of all real estate agents in the entire country have.
Wow.
You know,
3%.
Those are right.
Wow.
And you know, what does that mean to you as a consumer? Well, it means that you are interviewing a competent, skilled professional who is going to help you achieve your goals. And that's ultimately the key here. And having the sensitivity and understanding the various dynamics involved in the senior transition is extremely helpful.
And you've been through this with your own parents. Tanya has been through this. So, I mean, you bought the t-shirt. You understand this personally as well as professionally. I think that makes just an incredibly powerful and helpful combination.
Well, we care about seniors, and seniors are most important to all of us because of what they have done for us. All
absolutely
of us. And you know, we need to ensure the best that we possibly can that they're taken care of through the latter stages.
All right, Ryan Gamble, 913-220-0818. Call Ryan to sell your home and also ask him about the free resource guides that are available. Ryan Gamble, 913-220-0818. Ryan, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
All right, and to everyone listening, I am so honored that you spent part of your day listening to this program. Thank you very, very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.